them the piece and said, we're not running your credit referral programs. I just need you to have some.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is Steve at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing all right. Just kind of busy today. Not too bad, though. Thanks for asking. I know you're busy, too. I'm not really trying to take much of your time here, Chris. Really just trying to follow up with you, actually, on something. I'd sent out an offer to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. I'm just seeing if you had seen that come across your desk at all. It was actually just in reference to some prior financing you guys at a U.S. bank. I don't know if that rings a bell or not, but you guys have some.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys have some good borrowing history there. That's all that means. Anyway, to make it short and sweet, I know it's the fourth quarter, so you guys might be getting a little more busier. I'm just seeing if you guys could use any, additional funding, if some capital or some equipment. I think you guys are pre-approved with
Yeah.
this, so.
Yeah, I'm going. No, I'm going in for. I'm asking U.S. Bank for. I need $100K.
Oh, yeah.
For expansion dollars for my business, so that's what we're doing right now.
You're doing it as we speak, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, I think I'm going through U.S. Bank on that. Are you guys affiliated with U.S. Bank, or what are you?
No, we're Bank of Cardiff. It's, we're still a bank, and we're a privately owned business bank, so we only do, we don't do depositories like consumer. We do business with businesses.
Oh, okay. What is your percentage rate? Annual percentage rate?
Well, yeah, that all depends. I mean, with the U.S. Bank one, do you already have an approval and all that stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they'll always approve me usually because, we do so much business with them. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, it would really depend. I mean, if you're looking to expand, it's the working capital. And that would be more of a fixed payback. It's not really an APR, as you would see like in the U.S. Bank, which I'm sure you might. What's your rate at U.S. Bank, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I don't know yet. He's working on getting it lowered. I think it was, down to 3.9 or 4 or something like that. I want to say. I know it wasn't anything bigger. I know it wasn't over 5. I know that.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Is that like unsecured cash, or is that just like a line of credit?
I can pull out the cash if I wanted to, or I could use it as a credit. And it's for whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay. Because the capital loans, it's similar to a line of credit. The only difference is like it's unsecured cash, so it might be a little bit more expensive than your regular line of credit.
Okay.
But, the things that it does help with, is, let's say if you get a line of credit and you need more, you actually cap out. So I don't know, what's your, how much do you have available?
I just asked for 100. So, I already have 100 available to me, as cash advance or credit, either way. And both of these lines that are coming to me are cash advance. So I could get cash if I needed to, or I could...
I see. So you already have 100, and you're asking for 100 additional.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. What happens if you don't get the 100 additional? Like, can you still use that 100 on the line of credit?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that for a couple of years. I've just never tapped into it.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking that is because, I mean, do you need, like, you absolutely need the 200, or do you just need 100?
Yeah, it's not really a matter of if I need it or not. It's just it's available to me, and we're expanding our company, and I'm hiring a bunch of people, so it's good to have that backup, if I need
it. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's really what I'm using it for. That's what I have.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because if you need more than that 100K, like, let's say if they come back and they say, we couldn't get you that extra 100. That's one of the downfalls to line of credit is because you cap out on that now with, like a working capital loan that's kind of based off of your sales.
Okay.
Usually go off of if you have a lot of cash flow, which is nice, then we assume you can cash flow the note. So that's why we can get you a little bit more than your usual line of credit. So.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is like an unsecured. Now, the thing is that because it is unsecured, it would be more expensive. But, you have to realize, too, is that if you were... to do like a $200,000 loan with us, we're giving you this cash just on your word saying, oh, yeah, you'll pay us back. We don't go after your house. We don't, you know, go off your cars or anything like that. So it's unsecured.
Oh, it's not a personal guarantee.
No. Well, right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's pretty much you can do whatever you want with the money. So.
But you guys are probably rolling in at like 9%.
Yeah, I mean, it starts a little bit higher, yeah, around there. So, I mean, it starts from there and it goes up. So, I mean, it all depends on the health of the business, your sales, your credit, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
It's really hard just to give you a number over the phone just because it could be 100 different numbers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I could see the benefits of having over 100. Like, if you guys would give me 250 or something, I could see the benefits there. But I couldn't justify borrowing at like 13% or 22% at what some beaches are doing. That's ludicrous. Like, I couldn't do that. That's why I go through a bank, because they're usually like 5% or less, which is good. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily need the 200, 250. I'm just looking for 100.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's give and take, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and trust me. I mean, I deal with, you know, business owners all the time, and I agree. You know, that seems a little high, absolutely. But what it comes down to is, you know, does it make sense for the business? Like, if you took out $250,000 and you expanded, and then you made $500,000 off of that, you know, then,
totally. Oh, I know that. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. At this point, I'm just looking to expand. I don't think I need anything more than like 100, and the bank really has a good interest rate right now that's below 5%, and that's probably going to fit my needs, you know, more than the cash flow of like 250 or something. So.
Sure. Okay. Well, how about this, Chris? Because I know you said you want to deal with U.S. Bank, and that's totally fine. That's totally awesome. Would it be okay with you if I just send you like an email, just, you know, contact information, will summarize kind
of
like
of course.
What we have here?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
It'll be my number. Yeah, my email is Chris, CHRIS, at, and then Duras, DURUSLLC.com.
Chris at DURUSLLC.com. Okay.
LLC.com. Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'll send it over. Just take a look at it. You know, you never know. It doesn't hurt to look at both ends of the table. And you know, like I said, we have some good customer reviews. If it makes sense for the business, absolutely. If it doesn't, then I totally understand where you're coming from. So, you know, if I can help you expand, if I can help you make money, you know, buy your expansion or, you know, help hiring people, or even if even if you guys want to bring on equipment, because we do equipment financing as well, you know, we can always do something there too. So,
that I might look into. So I'll, send me your information and I'll ponder that one, because I could. It'd be nice to expand into like excavation areas or dumping areas or trucking areas. So there's a lot of different areas I'd like to. I've thought about expanding into an equipment. So I'll look at that for sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll send it over and then I'll just take a look at it and then I'll just be in touch with you.
Okay, right on. Thanks.
Have a good one.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye.